again be so lifted up, be greatly exalted in every heart, we pray. We just adore you. We pray that you would carry us away even now, Lord, into that dimension. Grant it, Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated for just a moment. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate y'all. And, boy, seems like welcome back to just about everybody. Quite a few people have been traveling and on the go, and good to see everybody back and appreciate the Lord and His goodness, traveling mercies, and all that. I'm just so thankful to be here. So just want to say just something that was on my heart recently. To those who are here, those who are not here, how much I appreciate. We don't express this quite enough. I think it's understood and well known, but how much we just need to tell each other how much we appreciate one another. And specifically, I'm thinking of the elders in our midst, the veterans. Just want you all to know we appreciate you. We need you. Still, very much. You're an important part of the body, and so many of us and the younger generations still looking up to you. So, just want you to know that. Do you love Him?
Amen.
I'm just so thankful for His grace, and I think we go, boy. I don't know about you. We go through, I think, little periods where suddenly His grace is so, you just need it. You know, you feel your need for it so much. What I mean by that is I think, you know, we sometimes are surrounded with our own person and our own flaws and our own faults and our own failures. Maybe it's attitudes, maybe it's this, it's that. Weaknesses, little things like that. You think, Lord, I help. I need you. And it just makes you appreciate His grace so much more. So, Lord, help us. My prayer is help us to express that to others as well. As we need His grace, let's give grace. Let's extend grace to those around us. So, I just have a thought in my heart tonight of talking about you becoming you as a child of God, a son or daughter of God, becoming. It's a continual process of growth and development. And He is still working on you. Aren't you thankful for that?
Amen.
I need it. I sure do. But I think there's just so much that we have been given in this hour, in this day. And, you know, you could say, in a sense, God's final act, if you will, this final act of redemption, in a sense, is happening in you, in each one of us. So God help us to not go to sleep, but to be attentive to the Spirit, mindful of what the Word that's been planted in our hearts, the things that He's doing in our midst. And maybe just fall in love with Him more every day is my cry, my prayer. So let's stand and just open with one passage this evening. John chapter 1. And just verse 12, we're very acquainted with it, but it says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power," that's the privilege, the right, "to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." You can be seated. I just that, you know, you have so many times where the Word of God just magnifies something there, just jumps out at you, and it was going over that and that word become, just just kind of leapt out at me. So I'm depending on the Lord here tonight to just convey some things, and I pray this would be encouraging to you. But I think that's just so beautiful. As we look at redemption, you think of back at the beginning of time, it's amazing to me how Brother Branham took us back into the mind of God, into His thoughts before time, what He was thinking, how He wanted to express Himself. It's so beautiful. So we could begin to understand God and His attributes, His desire to express and to reveal Himself. And it began to how He condescended and, you know, the pillar of fire and into the prophets, displaying a part of Himself and onto His Son, displaying the fullness of Himself. But He didn't stop there. That's so awesome.
Amen.
So we're talking about you and I, what He's doing in us, you becoming. You are sons, but you're becoming. You're in that process. It's a continual. And we have to, I think, remind ourselves of that. Sometimes it's a journey. It's a process. And He is developing and building His character in each one of us. Ours is no good. Ours has got to go. Our mind, our thinking, our will, our ways give place to His. So that's just the heart. That's it, kind of in a nutshell, kind of what's on my heart. And again, the journey that we're in, it's so amazing to see these things again, what He's doing in His people. You know, we're here tonight remembering communion, observing communion. And I think even as we look into these things, how precious this reality is, how blessed we are to know the depth, and we don't even know the depth, but so much more than what the world knows of redemption. It didn't stop, it didn't end at Calvary. That released, I like to think of it this way, released Him upon His people to begin a process to take us back to what Adam lost. Back to the beginning, back to what God had in His mind, you and me, His people in His image. God reproducing Himself amongst His children, amongst His family. So let's just, I'm going to, don't ask me why, just for some reason tonight, I went ahead and put all my verses down right inside here. I'll just read through it. You can try to slow down so you can follow along. But I'm just going to go through these and some things as I was thinking on this thought that jumped out at me. So Philippians 1 verse 6, we know this, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now I love this because it's good for us to go back to this. This isn't an overnight issue. How does life happen? It's cell upon cell, it's word upon word. And as long as we just read there, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until, there's that until there, until the day of Jesus Christ. So again, the process there of that He's doing, that good work, bringing us into the image of the Son of God, adoption of sons, amen. Ephesians 3, verse 17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, by revelation. Amen. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Let me just stop. How far is He taking you? How much of Himself does He want to give you? Look what comes next. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
Lord, align us with Your heart. Lord, align us with Your vision, with Your purposes, that we could realize these things, appreciate this. And I think He is. I think this is an ongoing work that He's doing in us. And I can't help but think of that in reading that in Ephesians and think of Jacob, what the Lord spoke to Jacob in verse in Genesis 28:15. He said, "Behold, I'm with you, and I will keep you in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee. Now you take that for yourself, those words to you. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. His word is going to be fulfilled. It's going to accomplish. It's going to prosper. I don't care how dark this world is, how dark Laodicea is. I don't care. The gates of hell will not prevail against this revelation, his word expressed amongst his people. Amen. We'll just keep going on. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think. Now this is, this passage, this verse gets quoted a lot. But who's, let's go like Brother Branham took us into the mind of God, into the to the beginning, what God envisioned, what he his purposes was. Now let's read this. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh my goodness, isn't it rich? Mm-hmm. So coming into our maturity, if you will, our completion, perfection, all these things that we're called to in this day is really a result of God himself coming into full expression and manifestation. So we're simply a part of that whole picture of God expressing himself. Again, he didn't stop at Christ. He went on and he's got many sons that he's going to bring to glory. Amen. Back to the beginning, back to what Adam lost. I love this. We've quoted this so many times, but 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So think of that word again, becoming us, becoming sons. And the work of that God is doing, the becoming God. I don't know if some of you had listened. I think it was Brother Aaron McGeary had preached him a beautiful message. And it was the becoming God. And he was just went into that in a lot of depth. But God continually unfolding himself. And again, it's you and I in this day. God continuing to unfold, continuing to manifest and express himself in you and in me. Amen. That's what he's doing. Wiest says this. This is just the way that this ends up. I like this. In the Wiest translation, he says, wherefore, we are not losing courage, but, and as is the case, our outward self is progressively decaying. Isn't that the truth? Yet our inward self is being changed into a new kind of life day by day. There you go. Isn't that that struck me so beautiful, the way Brother Branham talked about the blending that's happening with our spirit, with his, the word becoming flesh, as he said, and the flesh becoming word. Aren't these things beautiful? Aren't they precious? So it's again, it's him in you. Becoming is him becoming in you. It's Revelation 21:9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, and saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And it's beautiful. Her light was like unto this, a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear and crystal, clear as crystal. So the picture there is just so beautiful. Her beauty is his beauty. Her character is his character. Her glory is his glory. It's just what we're called to. That word Greek, again, just kind of go back, becoming sons, you and I becoming sons, this process, is to cause to be, that is, or to reflexively to come into being. Amen. God, this is so fitting. I think Brother Branham in the message, God's power to transform. We're probably well acquainted with this, but I love the way he puts this. He says, he's talking about creation, God speaking and the seeds and so forth. He says, and everything under control to bring forth of its kind. So there we are. God brings forth after his kind. He says, now remember to bring. He says, when he put the seed in the earth, the seed can only come forth with the power of life within it. Okay? To transform it from a seed to a plant or whatever it was, His transforming power. Amen. Let's hold on to that. And he says, now God put the seed in there with potentials that it would be what he said it would be. And as long as it stayed in its right category, it would be just exactly what God said it would be. It had to be that way because he'd made it that way and made a channel. He says that anything that stays in that channel, in his line of word, will have to bring forth exactly like his word said it would do. Keep yourselves in mind here. It cannot move from there. It's channeled just exactly right. So with everything in the trust of his own son, that it would be that way, then God said, it's all good, so I'll just rest. And each one of those seeds has power in itself to transform itself into the species that I desire it to be. There you go. Do you see that yourself? Again, that's what it must be. I like that. That's what it must be, because I've given every seed transforming power to make itself out, its potentials now, to make itself exactly what I want it to be. Don't you see his, again, that I love how he says that. It's, it can't form, he says it's his transforming power. He placed it in that seed. And each one of us are going to manifest him. It's that seed that's been spoken, his attributes. So becoming God, becoming sons, it's all part of this picture. God, again, expressing himself, his word being manifested, his word being fulfilled in us. So as he put it there, the power to become is the power of God. It's the power of his word to manifest. So it's not, can I manufacture? Can I produce? No, never, not a chance. But he's ordained these things. It's him, his life. This is the message, sirs, we would see Jesus. And he says, God is life eternal. In the beginning was God. He wasn't God at that time, because God, the English word, means object of worship, and there wasn't nothing but him. He was the eternal, just the eternal one. There was no moon, no stars, no angels, nothing. But in this being that we call God our Father was attributes. In him was attribute to be Father. In him was attribute to be God. In him was attributes to be Son. He goes on here. He says, now if you were in his thinking at the beginning, if you've got eternal life, there's only one form of eternal life. Eternal life had no beginning and it has no ending. So if you have eternal life, you were an attribute of God's thinking before there was anything but him. Your form, your shape, what you are now is just a negative. When you come up to around 20, 22 years old, you were a negative, and death develops that picture. He goes on here, he says, now you display, just the display, shows what's being done. Like God becoming God when he created angels. He becomes Son when he created Christ Jesus. He becomes Savior when Jesus died. He becomes Healer when he was wounded for our transgressions. And with his stripes we are healed. See, all these things are attributes of God. So just in the end, the Bible said, Jesus, you will know. Now stop, listen. You will know that I am in the Father. The Father in me, I in you. And you in me. It's God becoming tangible. God becoming tangible. In you, in me, in each one of us. Again, becoming sons. It's God, this final act. God expressing himself in his church that he's purchased, that he's redeemed, that he's bought. He's perfecting, and it's him becoming tangible. He says, then in the end, the whole thing winds up God tangible, God in Christ tangible, made flesh, dwelt among us. Isn't that beautiful? But see, he takes us back to the beginning there. Genesis 1:11, we'll just read that. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. So that beautiful principle of life that we saw at the very beginning, that we see in all of creation, it's true spiritually all the way through. You and I as attributes expressed, his word expressed, declaring him to this generation. Isaiah 55, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be. It goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now we need to, I think, keep these this perspective in mind, the reality that we are, we live in a three-room house. We have body, we have soul, we have spirit. And this flesh man, we look at too much. But the spirit man is in this process of undergoing this transformation, of this blending, his character taking over our character, his spirit taking over our spirit. So you are not, don't look at that outside man. It's look at that inside man. Look at what he's doing. Yes, the body's redeemed, but it's corrupt. It's gonna, it's not fully redeemed until we're in that new body. But on the inside is where he's working. Let's look at some more here. Brother Branham here in the message identification, he says, then God came down and the character of God was Christ. He was the reflection. He was God made visible. Notice, God made visible. He says, in the beginning was God. He wasn't even God. He says, no, God is an object of worship. The only thing he was eternal. And in him was attributes, and those attributes were thoughts. And those thoughts was to be expressed to words, and the word was made manifest. What is it? It's all God becoming tangible, and you are a part of God. I like that. He puts that right there. And Jesus came to redeem those that was put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. It was in God's thoughts, and that's what he came to redeem. And as soon as it strikes them, they see it because life is in there. Amen. He says, if there isn't life in there, what can they do? They don't see it. Okay. He says, in the whole thing, here he says it again, Jesus, at that day, you will know that I'm in my Father. The Father in me, I in you, and you in me. The whole thing is God becoming material. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
God and the church, everything, husband and wife becoming one, becoming sons, becoming him, as Brother Branham said, you becoming him. Amen. It's a work he's doing. He's spoken it. You are his attributes expressed to this generation. The uniting time sign, he says, we see the nations uniting. We see the world uniting. We see the bride uniting with the word. The Word is God, and the Word is the bridegroom being the Word, and the bride being the hearer of the Word. They come together in a union. They unite like a wedding. They're getting ready for the wedding. He says they become one. The Word becomes you, and you become the Word. So I love these, where he talks about this blending. Again, he quotes John 14 there again. At that day, you will know. A scripture that I was thinking of, again, in the context here, I love this, I've quoted this before, but it's Elizabeth, speaking of Mary, as the angel came, and these words are just so beautiful to me. Luke 1:45, it says, and blessed is she that believed. Blessed are you. Blessed is she who has believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her. There will be a performance to you, a manifestation, an expression of the word that you've taken into your hearts, the word that you've believed and received. I believe that with all my heart. 1 John 1, and we're gonna wind up. This is just a short, simple, we'll wind up here soon, but a few more things here. 1 John chapter 1, I love this. Verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, present tense, and we have seen it. We really have seen it, not just naturally speaking. We've seen it spiritually. And look what comes next. And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Yes, each one of us as recipients. What did we read? John 1, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. Here we go. That life was manifested. You have seen it, and you're bearing witness and showing that eternal life. You're expressing, you're declaring to this generation that eternal life, that which is inside you, which was with the Father and has been manifested unto us. Love it. Thank you, Lord. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. Becoming sons. You and I becoming Him. Verse 48 says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And we have borne the image of the earthy. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image. I believe there's
Amen.
Compound fulfillment. I believe that's happening right now in our characters, in our hearts. The one who is in our midst, changing our hearts, conforming us to His image. I love Him. Isn't He beautiful? Perfect faith. We keep going back to this. There's just so many nuggets, so much that's rich here. It says in paragraph 93, Jesus had perfect faith. Now listen, I'm going to go slower here. He says He had perfect faith, and it come because He was the Word. He says, and you become the Word. You become the Word as you receive the Word. Okay, so there's that growth, that progression, that development, cell upon cell life happening as you feast on Him and feed on Him. If you abide in Me and My words in you, He says, then ask what you will and it will be done. If you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt, but believe what you've said, then you shall have what you said. When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for and you'll have it. It will be given to you. It's time, space, nothing else will ever change it. You know it's done. It's already over with. Amen. Now watch, He said, listen to this. He said, if you abide in Me and My word in you, St. John here, He says, you can ask what you will and it'll be done. Then recognize your position in the Scripture as a true believer. See, you've got to recognize your position as He recognized His. I love that. Mm-hmm. Amen. Stature of a perfect man. Now, Holy God could not condone sin. Nothing could touch the mountain where God was. He says, then God was made flesh and dwelt among us in the form of Jesus Christ, His Son, His creation. Then that Son gave His life, and the blood cell of God was broken, and the life might come out of the blood to us. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we're here tonight to recognize, to commemorate, that through that blood we are cleansed, and now our blood, our life, which came by living through sexual desire, brought our life in the world. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, changes our nature by sending upon us the Holy Spirit. Then we become into the divine nature of God. There we go, becoming. Then we become a dwelling place for God. There we are. He says, at that day, you'll know that I am in My Father. My Father in Me, I in you, and you in Me. God, His church, His family, becoming one. Know how that God is in His church. Now listen to this. He says, the church is now supposed to be taking the place of Christ, carrying on His ministry. So I would say this carefully, but what expectations do we have for ourselves? Where's our faith in these things? He that believeth on Me, the works that I do shall he do also. Yet a little while, and the world seeth Me no more, yet ye shall see Me, for I'll be with you, even in you, unto the end of the world. There it is, carrying on His work. That's what you're called to express Him. Just a few more here. The message, the Messiah. I like this. He says, God wants eaglets. He wants messiahs. He wants men and women who have signs and wonders, anointed ones. He wants a church that's filled with the Holy Ghost, a church reflecting Him, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, God didn't die. He just born a kingdom. God has messiahs in it. He says, every word they say amen to it. That's right. They look like Him. They act like him. They believe like him. I like that. They believe it. Got the conductor moving right on out with signs and wonders following. The Messiah lives tonight. He isn't dead. He's alive forevermore. I love that. I think of in Acts 14 as the man, I believe, that was healed. They, when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lyconia, "The gods are come down among us in the likeness of men." Yeah. Oh my. It was that past tense. Is God still doing the same? Is he the same? Amen. He's got a church. He's got many sons he's bringing to glory. He says, did you ever stop to think this morning as far as returning? Hold on here. Okay, so he's talking about the Lord Jesus. He says, did you ever stop to think this morning as far as returning that it had become visible? Here he is with us now. He says, now today, just imagine that his presence is here today. The Lord Jesus in another world. I think I'd shared this in Grace Ministries, maybe. This should ring a bell. The Lord Jesus is in another world or in another dimension right here today in the form of his Spirit. His Spirit is blending with our spirit.
Yes.
Our eyes can't see him because they're physical yet, unless there would be something happen that we could see a vision. But he is here just as visible, just as real as he was the day he spoke to Mary at the grave or met Cleopas on the road to Emmaus. His presence is here. It can be filled with that, felt with that inner charge that's on the inside of the human body called the new birth. Don't you love that? Aren't you thankful for that? The soul has been magnetized unto him. I like that. And once in a while, when you let your minds become concentrated on him, believing on him, after a while, something, a reality, you can feel something sweeping over your being. That's the vindication of his resurrection. Oh, don't you love that? Don't you want that more and more? I think that we'll be experiencing that reality, stepping into that more and more as we move towards the end. You can see here just this simple thought. I'm repeating myself. That's what I do. But becoming sons, it's you becoming him. And God manifesting, God expressing, playing out that beautiful plan of redemption through his church, through his body, his bride. Just one more here. This is from the message, "Turn on the light," and when Jesus returns, he'll find a church that's washed without spot or wrinkle. It'll be the same ministry that he had. It'll bring back the headstone. Like says, like my hand here in a shadow. It's a shadow, only it's darker. As my hand becomes more, he says, it's a negative here, a positive here. As a negative and a positive, it gets darker, 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 and it finally clasps together. Negative and positive becomes one. And listen, he says, then that's when the church in Christ unites together as bride with the same spirit that was on him will be upon her. When that church comes from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost into the last days, honing her down now for the coming of the Lord. Oh, don't be the rough part on it, Pentecostal brothers. Shine up with the word and believe every bit of it. Don't get into these isms and things as we see going today. Don't be astonished because the headstone is coming, crying, Abba, Father, pretty soon. My God, my God. He says, yes, I believe with all my heart. Do you see it? You know what I mean? It's Christ now taking the rags of yesterday, the Lutheran, the Methodist, Presbyterian, and so forth. He's putting it through a process. There we go. We got to remember, this is a journey. It's a process. Becoming sons. Developing his character, his image in us. Putting it through a process. What kind of process? A process of the Holy Spirit. What they had plus. Making it till he's pressing his own image in you. You becoming flesh. You becoming word, the word becoming flesh. And when the church and Christ becomes in one union, Amen. That's what we're called to, brothers. That's what he's doing. Don't you love him? These things thrill my heart, and I'm so thankful for what Brother Branham, through the light of this hour, what he brought to us to understand these things. Redemption. Again, it's not just ended at Calvary, but it's ongoing. It's God going back to the beginning in his mind, those attributes, all that character of himself that he wanted to express. And it involves you. Him displaying, him expressing, him in you. The as we read Revelations 21, she has his glory. Amen. Do you love him? Blessed is she. Blessed are you who has believed. For there will be a performance of those things. This word that you've received in your heart, this word that you've taken in, it's life. It's going to produce what he said it would produce. Amen. It's going to produce him. Amen. And that's what we're called to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just are in awe of you, Lord, your beauty, your amazing grace, Lord, what you have given to us in this day, what you've called us into, what you've drawn us, Lord. None of us here can in any way lay claim to any goodness, anything of ourselves, Lord. It's you that have called, you that have drawn us. And Lord, as we begin to see more and more our position in you, more and more our identity, Lord, we're just in love with you more all the time, Lord. We just want to ask, Lord, your blessing now upon the remainder of this service. Lord, me, pray that you would just continue to minister these things to our hearts, Lord. Anything that I might have missed or left out, Lord, would you just express it to the hearts of your people and be glorified now too as we change the order of the service. Pray that you'd be so highly lifted up and exalted, I pray. And we just give you all thanks and praise and honor in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Just was maybe in, as we change it, Sister Laura, could we sing that? Just that song as we turn change over to communion. He became me that I might become him by grace. Isn't that the truth? What a beautiful, beautiful reality. He became me so that I might become him by grace. He became me so that I might become him by grace. Took my place so that I through his love could take his. He became me so that I might become him by grace. Sing it once more, just make love to him. He became me so that I might become him by grace. He became me so that I become him by grace.
spurs us forward, always with these promises in his heart, in our hearts. They're not something you just learn, something that the prophets said. They become in you and become part of you. And then the Holy Spirit takes and says, here they are. My life is in them, working in you to do this. What's more precious? But here again tonight, servers, would you get ready to come now? He always takes us back to the beginning, doesn't he? And the beginning is, you can't do this yourself. And you must remember, because we're in the greatest battle ever fought. And especially those coming back from camp and coming back into the mundane of life. The fun is gone, the camaraderie is gone, and now it's just you. But you have a Lord who is with you, and he promised he would never forsake you, and he says, look to me. Look to me. So here, again, communion, we go back. He said, in doing this, we remember his death. And I think it's so interesting. That's his love that made it possible. And that makes it possible. That's doing this. So, again, I think an astounding verse to me is 2 Peter chapter 1, the stature of a perfect man, and there it is. And when it's all, when he's all done, he says, but he that lacks these things, okay? He that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Isn't that precious? He takes us back to the beginning. No, I'm here. It's my death. And you can't because of me. So as we partake of these elements tonight with reverence and thanksgiving, thank him. Because there's no way we could become him without him. He, as we've made mention many times, what he went through, taking on flesh, taking on the form of flesh, like Hebrews 2, to be a mediator, that we who through fear of death were all our lifetime subject to bondage. He says, I got to free them from this. And free us from the things that would bind us. And the thing that binds us is we're on a journey. And the devil say, no. Who do you think you are? And we can say, I am unworthy, but my Lord is worthy. I have no righteousness, but he is my righteousness. I have no power, but he is my power. I have no strength, but he is my strength. I have nothing in myself, in my flesh, as Paul said, dwelleth no good thing. But then he said in that same chapter, he said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Rejoice in the Lord. And that's what we're here. Even as we partake of these things, let's rejoice in our Lord Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And I think that's what we need to do. You present that to Satan every time he assails you. Okay, it's like Brother Branham said, you plead the token, you pray the token, I have the blood. I have his life. Here's his death. He died for me. I'm moving forward. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, that's so beautiful, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Derek, would you ask a blessing on the bread?
Heavenly Father, we ask a blessing on this bread that symbolizes your body and that was broken for us. Lord, as we partake, may we remember what you did for us. May we absorb that, Lord, as on a spiritual level as well as a physical level. Carry it out into the world and give us energy to do the same thing that you did. To lay down our lives for the sake of others, our brothers and sisters who are somewhere out there, not knowing that you died for them just as sure as you died for us. Or may we know that we wouldn't be here without you. Or may we enter into that. I'm personal. Wouldn't be here without us working with you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this time, this opportunity to think about you, Lord, to consider you, Lord. You humbled yourself and stooped and so low, Lord, it came and took our place. Lord, we're amazed at this, Lord, your love. Remembering our Lord Jesus, how the cost, Lord, how he gave everything. For us, Lord, we just pray that he would be so exalted tonight in every heart. Lord, search us, I pray. Forgive us of our sins and trespasses. Lord, we know there's no other way. Nothing else could do it, Lord, but God himself coming into that humble vessel and taking our place again. Give you thanks, Lord. Be lifted up, we pray. Jesus Christ, bless this wine we ask.
Amen. Let's come and partake. let's prove to him our love to him by loving one another, by being what he wants us to be, doing what he wants us to do, laying down our lives for one another. What an example he was. He just didn't tell us, which he could have done, but not our Lord. He was the example himself, his whole life was. I pray somehow, through his grace, through each of us, we will be the same. Let's prepare for foot washing. Men will go next door.